Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Huey Talent Chamber Chat. I'm Jamie Gilmore, your host with the most, and I'm joined Jaslyn Warning.
Yes.
This is you've done this a while, and you've done this a few times now.
A few times.
You're becoming quite the pro.
Thank you.
You didn't get to see this, but we were going to test our mics, and we were getting ready to go, and I looked to Gavin, and he's got a mouthful of chicken McNuggets. I want to thank Debbie Kiker for, grabbing food for us. She does it every podcast. That's greatly appreciated. And you got the only cheeseburger, I see. There was one cheeseburger.
Coach Quinn got the other one.
I only saw one cheeseburger. Were there three? Where'd the other cheeseburgers go? Did you eat one? Did you eat cheeseburger? Okay, Gavin, so we're cheeseburgerless. I don't even know if that sounds right. I'm just very upset right now. Three cheeseburgers. Okay, Coach Quinn got one. Mm-hmm. You got one. Mm-hmm. Where is the other cheeseburger? Debbie Kiker ate the other cheeseburger. We're stuck with the nuggets. I do like a chicken nugget, though, so I'm okay with it. It's 100% chicken. Don't let anybody tell you that it's not. We have such a special guest. We're going to get to it in a second. She's written not one book, but she's got two books tonight. Maybe you have written more. We're going to find this out. I could barely write a paper in college. And my professor goes, it's okay. It's okay. You might graduate. But, I mean, this is impressive. Well, we got an official author with us. It's Elise Allison Sproul.
Yes.
Is that right?
Close enough.
Say it for me.
Elise Allison Sproul.
God, I thought, did I not say it before we came on the air?
You said it right.
Sproul.
And then you
got it right.
Elise Allison Sproul, thank you so much for joining us. And
thank you for having me.
Well, I always do that. I'll get it right. And then I'll go into the air, and it's wrong now. So there you go. I've called her Jasmine 100 times, and it's Jaslyn, and I haven't messed up tonight.
Surprisingly.
So far. Well, thank you once again for joining Hueytown Chamber Chat. We're going to talk about your books and what you've got going on. That's awesome. But we'll talk about, we always begin each interview with just talking about Hueytown. So you grew up in Hueytown?
Close. But yes, but I have lived here for sometime. I don't want to tell my age or anything.
Don't do that.
Okay, yeah. I'm not. So, long time. Wonderful. and had chances, to go anywhere else.
Okay.
And absolutely Hueytown, had to stay close. This has been our home. This is it.
High school, you went to Oak Grove?
I'm a Tiger.
There you go.
Tiger.
All right. Go Oak Grove.
Yes.
1983 state champions. I know this. Yeah,
yes.
There you go. Look at that stat for you. Pulling it out, Deb. That's what I do here. The Mean 18. I think that's what they name them.
Mean 18.
There you go. Look at me.
You did great.
So Oak Grove, at what point in time are you like, okay, I'm gonna write some books. I'm going to be an author. Was that something you did in high school? Was that something before you went to college? When did this start?
Well, my mother really influenced us. She loved to write, but she really did not, talk about writing novels. She would just write. She just loved to write. She loved poetry. She kept paper, pen, pencil, crayon near just so that we would kind of learn that, latch on. So kind of, it's just a great expression of everything. No matter what you're going through or what's happening, writing is just a really great avenue to travel. So back a couple of years ago, I chose to really dig in deep. We had some situations. I lost my granddaughter to leukemia, and I found, I hate to say lost because anyway, she's good. But I had to find a way to redirect what I felt. I was angry. I was hurt. I was angry, and just every emotion that you can think of possibly. And so I had a great friend close to me say, you need to write. You're a great writer. So I began to do that, and I just really kind of just jumped into the middle of it. And I always say it's kind of like Forrest Gump in the movie where he takes off running and he doesn't know where to stop.
Just keeps going, yeah.
And he goes, okay. Well, that was kind of how I was. It was like, okay, I'm going to stop here. And when I did, I stopped. I realized I had two novels. And so I thought about them, really prayed about them. Westbow Press is my publisher, and touched base with them and said, hey, I've got some ideas, and this is what I would like to do. First of all, I want to write a book, and I want my book to influence people to do better and be better. And at the end of it, they're not depressed, but they're excited about their life. There's something in there that they feel good, that makes them feel good about themselves. And in the middle of pain and hurt, when we feel lost and abandoned, we're not, and that we can just, you know, just be some encouragement there. So I began to write and write. And the first book, it's kind of weird because if you'd asked me if I was ever going to write a book, yeah, I always wanted to, but I would have thought it had been how perfect everything was, you know, yeah. including me, you know, the whole directions of what you needed to do to just be fantastic. And that was so far from the truth. And that's why, you know, I felt like that God was showing me in my writing too. So anyway, Toxic Vows was released October, November. And then my second book has come out, Forever Not Always. So I'm excited about both. And both were so totally a direction that I did not see, but felt that, you know, we need encouragement. People do not need to read something that totally terrorizes them. We get enough of that in real life. And so I wanted to be something where we realize that there's good. In pain, there is, I say shattered, not broken, you know. I'm encouraged by that. And I'm happy about that. I really am. I am.
Was it therapeutic for you? Was it, when you started writing the book, was it quick, or was it so much that you wanted to say? Was it a long process? Talk a little bit about the process.
It was kind of a long process, and yes, I wrestled with me, you know, in it, because it's fiction. However, that's something I don't know that exists anymore. It seems like every time we turn around, anything you think of is reality. So, I just really... Yes, writing is therapeutic for anyone, so I encourage anyone to write. You don't have to publish books, but write, because it's kind of internal, coming out. So, but, you know, in Toxic Vows, you're talking about a couple here, and I had my, you know, I had this, I wanted this to be perfectly read, but...
You can go ahead and read it. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Is that what you want to do? Okay.
Sure.
All right. Carson's heart searched. His eyes wondered. Brinley, she appears an angel. Carson is captivated. But now he wonders, what on earth has my heart found? A single ambitious doctor, Carson Madison's captivated by Brinley, a beautiful young writer. The church is set for the wedding of a lifetime. But when Carson stands alone at the altar, heads turn. Angelic Brinley arrives late. She delivers a heartfelt apology that brings a standing ovation. But with a mystery guest at the wedding, a shocking appearance by a handsome gentleman at the reception, and disturbing conversation is overheard, Carson's sister Myra believes that there's more attached to Brinley than a halo and wedding jitters. Carson and Brinley turn the key to their new home, walk in to their new future. When the kind little lady next door informs Brinley that their new home comes with a disturbing history, the dreams turn to nightmares. Strange calls, conversations, and potentially dangerous and damaging events begin to take place that lead to Carson's arrest. Carson's attorney informs Carson he believes Carson's in more than love. And as a praying mother takes to her knees, the truth surfaces. Had this match been made in heaven? So, that's Toxic Vows. That's at Westbo Press, Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble. And the Hueytown Arts and Author.
Okay.
We've got that on August the 18th coming up. So, I'll be there. You can get a copy of the book. So, I'll be signing those. And so we want to invite and encourage everybody to come out. So,
and that's going to be August 18th.
August 18th.
And it's going to be, where at again?
That's going to be at Pleasant Ridge.
Okay.
Yes. So on the second book, Forever Not Always, I think everybody likes that title every time I mention it.
I like the title.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but the second is Shattered, Not Broken. It's my favorite.
Okay, tell us a little bit about that. What's that about?
It's really every emotion that any of us feel on a daily basis, really. It's got, I don't think it skips anything. It's just a really good story. It's what, you know, we all, in ways, just feel and go through in ways. We're disappointed with some things, but we have to learn that not everything is forever, but, you know, neither should we expect that at all times, but how to kind of get through it. So it's a really good, it's my favorite.
What did your family, when you decided that I'm going to write these books because I feel that I need to, what did the family say? Were they supportive? Were they excited? What was the mentality of your family?
Well, my daughter, she was fantastic, and she kind of, you know, helped me. They didn't believe it.
they were like, okay, you're going to write a book, you're going to write a couple, we're okay.
Just go ahead and cook, and feed us. Yeah. So, but they're kind of, you know, excited about it, but, you know, very supportive.
And once you have that kind of loss, I'm sure you were angry, I'm sure you were upset, how long did it take you to, like, was it 6 months? Was it a year? I'm going to do this. I have to do this. How long did it take you before you knew I'm writing this book?
Well, I would say it was even a year before I thought about it. Mm-hmm. I just really didn't know that when I began to write, I wasn't certain that's where I was going with it. But we travel a lot, and so I began to just stay in and just write and write. And I enjoy it, but not just because I'm angry. Or not just because the world, things went wrong.
Yeah.
But because I'm just encouraged to reach out to other people to help someone that's going through a tough time. Because they do. You struggle with these things. And there's so many people, because I know myself, that back up in a corner that can't get out of it. So I'm kind of trying to reach my hand out to say, you know, you're going to make it. It's really not the path that you wanted to walk, but you don't walk alone. And I think with my books, I try to show that in different ways. So I try to be encouraging, and that's what it's about. So I am working on the third, and I've got children's books. I've got several children's books that I've already written.
That's fantastic.
And so, actually, I've got two novels that I'm working on right now.
Were you a good student when it came to English or writing or anything either in high school?
No.
Okay, there you go. All right. So we all have hope here, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have to be a great student.
No, anybody can do it if you could sit down. I've seen some really great people sit down. Laura Lynn, she was a fantastic storyteller. And she could just, you know, and she was wonderful when she wrote her book. She wrote it with like a third grade education. And they took the book. If you've read the book, her book is exactly how she wrote it. And I love that. It's just so wonderful. But she was just, you know, such an inspiration that if just be yourself, just write and be yourself. And don't worry about trying to make it the way. That's the great thing about writing. You can take your book where you want it to be. Be whom you want. Be who you would like to be. And if it's not perfect, then tomorrow you can be perfect and be a, you know, so it's exciting. So it is.
Coal Miner's Daughter, is that what you're talking about? Because is that the one you remember? That's a great movie, by the way, if you've never seen it.
Absolutely.
I think is that the book you're talking about?
That Coal Miner's Daughter, yes.
Yes, what a great movie. And yes. And my mom actually read the book as well. And we were, when I was a kid watching it, she would tell me the book's better than the movie. And I was like,
absolutely.
Oh, I need to read the book, I think.
The book is absolutely wonderful. And I met Loretta and spoke to her before.
Oh, really?
Yes, I did. And she was, you know, she was so wonderful. She was my hero. She was one because she was real. That's it. That's me. I'm real.
She grew up a coal miner's daughter.
And I did too.
In the hills of Kentucky.
I did too.
Okay. I didn't know.
Not in Kentucky.
But here, because there's a lot of mines. People don't know this, but there used to be a lot of mines out in this area.
Yes.
And still to the extent, but Birmingham was really like that back in the day. Yeah.
Absolutely. My father was a coal miner.
Okay. There you go. And that's going deep in the ground And not the most, not the safest career.
No.
But those guys did great work back
Absolutely.
Then.
Absolutely.
Did you, like, when you were writing your books, was it more therapeutic as a way to vent or an escape?
A little bit of both. A little bit of both. But I really was amazed at myself, Jasmine, because I really realized that in the writing that I really, this was what I had been called to do. And it wasn't just because, oh, Lisa had a day today and wrote a book. It was because there was meaning in it and purpose. And that's what gave me, you know, a lot of encouragement. So, but good question.
Great question, Jasmine. You're so good at this.
Thank you.
I mean, I feel like this all.
I try.
All the time. So, favorite book you've ever read? You can go back to your childhood. You can go now. Just, you know, it might be Loretta Lynn. Was there a children's book that you really liked when you were growing
well,
up?
Well, my favorite book's the Bible. One.
Oh, there you go. That's a good choice.
Okay. Favorite book. Children's. Man of War, which is not just a children's, but Tops and Bottoms.
Okay.
Tops and Bottoms. Yeah. That's my favorite. Have you not ever heard it? Okay. All right. So Rabbit and a Bear. All right, they get together, and the rabbit says, hey, I'm going to do this. All the bear wanted to do was sleep, hibernate. So the bear says, the rabbit says, I'll do all the work. So he plants all the garden. He said, I'll give you the tops, and I'll take the bottoms. So everything he planted was on the top. Okay. Bear got nothing. It's a really cute book if you do it. I bought it before I had grandchildren, just so I could read it to them.
And they enjoyed it, I'm sure.
They do. I still got it. And now they're, you know, think it's silly.
Do you ever get the opportunity to go, because I have to do this sometimes, is go to the schools and read to kids, and that is one of the most enjoyable things to do. I love it, and I enjoy it so much.
I enjoy doing that, and as a matter of fact, I have taken one of my children's books to kindergarten, and just to test it, I just wanted to see how they reacted. Then I asked them, hey, do you think I should get this published? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, this is a done deal. They like it. It kept their attention.
So, once again, you're going to be August 18th.
August the 18th.
And you're going to be at Pleasant Ridge. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have your books. And you got a third book coming out.
Yes, I do.
When do you think that's going to be out?
It's going to be out. We have an event coming out at Talladega in the fall. And so I'm going to be out there. And it's a book. My family goes into racing, and so I'm writing a little bit about that, and so that'll be in the fall. But a lot of great things coming up, and I'll keep everybody posted.
Okay. Well, listen, we are so happy that you joined us. This has been great.
Thank you.
And I mean, we know a famous author now. So how great is this? And just keep, you know, I think that your book is going to help a lot of people, because there are several people that are probably going through what you've went through, unfortunately. And this is the kind of thing that we need to help people get to that next step.
That's right.
So thank
That's
you
right.
so much
thank
for joining us
me.
On Hueytown Chamber Chat. We'll be right back with Mount Rushmore of Sodas. Stay tuned.
Okay.
Well, everybody loves that listens to this podcast. Everybody loves Mount Rushmore. And so we're going to continue that. And we actually got a special guest, Coach Coyne, executive director, producer, the man, the myth. He is also the teacher of the Hueytown High School radio and TV class. He doesn't get on very often, but
no, these guys make me look good.
They do
and sound
make you look
good.
And when I said Mount Rushmore of Sodas, he jumped across the table like, I want to be
That's
a part
right.
of this.
That's right.
I'm going to do this.
Hey, Gavin or Jaslyn, what state is Mount Rushmore in?
Montana.
Close. Jaslyn.
Sorry.
North. No, South Dakota.
So you're sure it's not Tennessee?
Positive.
Okay,
yes.
Good. I've been there before.
Yes. There may be something in Tennessee, but
it's not Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's how it's going to work. You know how Mount Rushmore is? You cannot copy the person. We've done Little Debbie snacks. We've done ice cream. Tonight we're doing sodas. So Coach Coyne, you are going to get us started and explain why you kind of like it a little bit.
Okay.
Let's go.
Well, I will say now that I've lost a lot of weight, I don't drink.
You look fantastic.
Thank you.
You look like a wrestler. You look like
maybe the Rock. Yeah, A Rock, not the Rock. Thank you very much. I kind of made myself laugh on that one.
when you laugh at your own joke, yeah, you know it's fun.
I know. I need to get out more often. All right. Yeah, so since I've lost weight, I don't drink that many anymore, but you got to go Diet Mountain Dew.
Okay.
Diet Dr. Pepper.
No, you don't.
You only get one.
One at a time.
Oh, well, excuse me. Well, you said four. You said four.
We're going to go around. Coach Coyne, what are you doing?
I mean, you said I asked four.
Yeah.
All right, nobody take Diet Dr. Pepper.
We can't take Coach Coyne anywhere, can we, Jaslyn? Come on, what do you know, the Mount Rushmore rules?
I mean, four.
What were you thinking?
It's in what state?
All right, so Diet Dr. Pepper. I don't think anybody else is going that route, but right now it's safe.
Diet Mountain Dew. That was my first
Mountain Dew. Diet Mountain Dew. Okay, there you go. So Diet Dr. Pepper still on the table.
Okay. So I'm not stealing his technically if I say regular Mountain
Dew. Oh, you're not.
Okay,
you're
no, that's totally
you're
different.
Stealing one for me because I
totally different.
Love Mountain Dew.
You haven't said it yet.
I know I have.
Totally different. I love Mountain Dew, even if people say it's jet fuel.
Jet fuel.
Yeah.
It's got some sugar in it.
It's got a little
sugar in it.
But it is.
It's probably my favorite green drink.
What other green drinks do you drink?
You got Surge.
7-Up.
7-Up. You got several green drinks out there. Green Kool-Aid. I'm just saying green drinks. It's my favorite green drink. But Mountain Dew is good. Right now, you're knocking out of the park. I like it.
Yeah, very good.
Gavin, go ahead.
I'm taking Pepsi.
Okay. Going to stay basic. I like it. Okay, I'm gonna stay with you here because I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna go just Coca-Cola Classic. It's been that way. New Coke back in 1985. What were you thinking? It was a stupid move.
Hey, didn't we do a lesson on New Coke? Oh no, that was one of my projects. We could pull something out of the envelope and you had a product that failed.
Oh yeah.
I don't know
if we did that, but we did talk about
it. I think it was on purpose. I think they did it on purpose. There's no doubt.
It's Diet Coke with that. Yeah, there's terrible. Absolutely.
But here's I'm gonna
no doubt.
As I keep Coke, I wanna throw this out here. Every time you go to a restaurant, they ask you what you want to drink. No matter what it is, you'll go, I'll just take a Coke.
Mm-hmm.
That's the brand that Coke has because nobody ever goes, I'll just take a Pepsi.
Yep.
I say it's Pepsi a classic. Or Coke. That's all.
If you say Coke, because you'll take a Pepsi, you're cool with it.
Right.
But you say Coke.
It's like a Band-Aid.
There you go. That's the brand. So Coca-Cola Classic is on mine. Coach Coyne, don't do three more. Just do one.
You're okay. Right. I'll throw everybody a curveball. I'll go Mr. Pibb.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Dr. Pepper's dirty little cousin.
That's right. We'll go Mr. Pibb.
Yeah, okay.
I cannot stand Dr. Pepper. Every time I've tried it, Dr. Pepper or Mr. Pibb, they're just...
No, Mr. Pibb, yeah.
It's just like Mr. barbecue Pibb. Water.
Barbecue? No, what? It's 23 authentic flavors.
It's 23 authentic flavors.
That's right, hello.
And the 23rd is the best flavor. I cannot believe you're dissing Dr. Pepper.
That's the one that cleans the bugs off the windshield when you pour it on the windshield.
Keep in mind that you can clean your toilet and your battery with Coca-Cola.
You can.
And you drink that. Just throw it
absolutely.
Out
there. You can.
Go ahead. So you're going to, bashing Mr. Pibb and Dr. Pepper, what's your going to be?
I'm going to go with Sprite. It's simple. It's refreshing. It's a great lemon lime soda.
You drink it when you're sick. How good can it be?
That's true.
You drink it when you're sick.
That's true.
Yeah. When you got a hurt stomach, they say, drink Sprite
and crackers.
It's going to make you feel better.
That's right.
It's okay. It's bland.
It's good.
It's okay.
It's not bland.
It's kind of boring.
Spicy
it's
water.
Boring. It's bland.
Bubbly. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Gavin. I love the way we just make fun of everybody's choice. Yeah. Gavin, go ahead.
Probably Mountain Dew Baja Blast. That one's pretty
good. Ooh, no.
That's a good one.
Well, hold on a second now. Okay, I'm going to go to the judges. It's part of the Mountain Dew family. Are we okay with that?
Yeah, we're okay with that. That's bad.
It just can't be the same flavor.
So when you go to Taco Bell, you get the Baja Blast?
Ooh.
Only when I go to Taco Bell.
Okay.
No.
I would say.
Which, to be fair, I don't go to Taco Bell very often, so it's not like I'm drinking this on the daily.
I feel like it's more of a drink it by yourself, not drink it with a meal.
Okay, so it's just like a fun drink.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely not a meal drink.
You get home and you just knock it out.
Yeah.
Okay, good deal. Well, I'm going to go with what you just bashed while I go. I'm going to go with the far superior to Mr. Pibb, the Dr. Pepper, because I enjoy it. It's so good. It's 23 authentic flavors, and it's so much fun. And I will say this. If you're
lucky number 23.
Eating something chocolate, you mix it with a good Dr. Pepper. It's fantastic.
Oh, you put peanuts. Put peanuts in the bottom of it.
Oh, that's old school right there. Yeah, that's old school.
You're joking now, right?
No, absolutely not. You put peanuts.
No, people used to do that all the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
put salted peanuts in the bottom of a Coke or a Pepsi? Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
It's delicious.
And you drink it all and then eat the peanuts at the end?
It's a little bonus. It's
that
a,
sounds disgusting. Yeah.
I tell you, if you gave it do a it. Shot, you would do like it.
Definitely not.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. On a future episode, we're making that happen.
Yeah, she's do it. That's good
that.
Stuff.
We're going to try that live here.
Keep all right. a trash can handy.
Coach Coyne, what's your third?
Let's go Coke Zero. We'll go, or whatever it's called now.
Coke Zero. Okay, Coke Zero.
Yeah, Coke,
okay.
Cola Zero Sugar, whatever yeah. it is. Yeah, Coke Zero.
Sticking with the healthy of the sodas.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Sure.
What's the difference?
Zero sugar.
Yeah, zero sugar.
Okay, but does it taste different?
No. I mean, well, Coke, like regular Coke, like Coke Classic.
To some extent.
Yeah. It's heavy.
Yeah.
It's like
actually,
syrupy.
if you ever go diet, it's hard to go back.
Oh, no doubt. See, I grew up on diet drinks. Yeah. I mean, that's why I like Diet Dr. Pepper. Yeah,
that sugar, the sugar in the diet drink, I mean, in the regular drink, you can taste it.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. If you ever go somewhere where there's not a diet drink, it just sits heavy.
And Dr. Pepper Zero, it's legit. I don't know if you tried that.
Yeah, it's okay. It's not like the Mountain Dew Zero.
Yeah, it's too Mountain Dewish for me.
That's it. Yeah, you're dead on. But no, let's go Coke Zero.
I love it. Love this conversation. Mount Rushmore of sodas. Jaslyn, you're up.
Okay. I'm going to throw you all off with Mellow Yellow.
This
ought
to be good. Oh, no, Mellow Yellow. You're not throwing us off with that. What's wrong with Mellow Yellow?
It's
old man.
So you've already had, you've got,
it is, it's old.
You've got
old.
Mountain Dew and Mellow Yellow on your Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, it's old. Okay.
I'm a simple gal.
But not so simple to put peanuts in the bottom of your drink.
We're going to try that. That's going to happen.
Yeah. That's not going to happen.
Okay. I'm going with Barg's Root Beer.
Oh, okay, nice. That was going to possibly.
I'm not a root beer guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A good cold mug with that?
No, I'm not. I'm not. Can't do it.
Not a root beer.
Not a root beer person?
Nope.
Not at all?
Nope.
Have you tried a root beer?
Yep.
And you just don't like it?
Right.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna go with a sun-kissed orange. I love orange. I like orange. I don't like grape, but I feel like I'm being somewhat healthy because I'm getting my vitamin C with the orange drink. So I'm trying to. That's where I talk myself into it. But I love a sun-kissed orange. On like a really cold one, very good.
Now, Gavin and Jasmine, my students make fun of me, but do I own anything orange? No.
And you're talking through the orange corded microphone.
That's what he picked too. He could have picked
it's
red.
It's peach.
He could have picked more purple.
But true story, I told y'all that I bought a pack of like 10 pack of sticky notes, and that came with two orange ones. What'd I do?
Throw them away.
Now, is that okay, Coach Coyne?
That is not environmental.
Does that have something to do with a certain team that wears
absolutely
orange?
Absolutely. 110%.
I'm not like that.
I don't like Halloween. I don't.
So we're here. So have you ever tried like an orange drink?
Oh, it's nasty. Yeah.
You don't like it?
Oh, no. It's like Grapey Co. and all that. No. Yeah.
I don't like Grapey Co., but I like an orange drink.
No.
I can't.
All right. So final drink. This is the final drink.
He never said his.
No, it's
for me.
It's going to.
Easy.
Listen, co-host going to her head here.
I mean, put the peanuts in your soda down.
Now, by the way, think about it. You are doing the go-home song. You're going to close us out?
Okay.
Okay, so be ready for that.
All right, let's go way old school.
Let's go.
Should I go Shasta? Or
great commercials back in the day.
Absolutely.
Great commercials back in the
day. Remind me, we'll watch some of those this year.
Please watch the Shasta commercials.
Let's go. You know what? I'll go. Right, how about this? Way old school. Tab.
Okay, so it's official. Coach Coyne is 96 years old.
Yes.
He's drinking a tab.
Oh, man. You get some tab.
You should have said RC Cola if you were going to go
RC Cola is like colored water. I mean, tab, you at least like get that. It feels like you got fur on your teeth after you drink it.
So bad.
You know what it is? You know, have you ever seen? They still sell tab? They still sell tab, don't they?
You know, I haven't seen a tab in a while, but I guarantee you in certain parts of Alabama, I guarantee that.
Oh, I bet you. I bet you if you go somewhere like in Walker County, you can find a tab.
Okay, so you're working at a grocery store.
Yes.
See if tab is there.
I'm trying to like mentally scan all the freezers.
It's a red. It's just very basic font.
I feel like I know.
Red wrap.
It's a diet drink, right? It had one calorie, right? Wasn't that a tab?
No, I thought tab was, maybe so. But I think you're right because it wasn't branded as diet, and that was like the new fad.
Yeah,
it was just
I think you're dead calorie.
On.
Yeah,
I think you're right, and it wasn't branded that way because you didn't want to be healthy, quote unquote, back then. You just wanted a cool drink.
Don't ask me how I know that, but I think
and back the scene in Back to the Future too. Remember, he wants a tab.
Great.
And they say
can't
find a can't give you a tab if you don't order something. Remember?
Oh, that's a good movie.
I know we watch the end of every semester, don't we?
Marty,
Back to the Future, and
Marty McFly,
and then they begged me to watch Back to the Future 3 this year, and they were like, "Yeah,
it was
you were right.
Bad.
It was
bad.
That's you're wasting your time on that one.
Yeah. I told you, but we watched it.
The first one's by far the best.
Oh, yes. No doubt.
The second one's not bad. Third one's terrible. Waste time.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No doubt.
Jaslyn?
I'm thinking, and the only sodas I have left in my mind that I haven't tried are like the different flavors, like the orange Cokes and stuff, and those seem disgusting to me. So I really don't think I have a fourth.
Well, give a drink then.
Give something. You cannot.
Okay.
Fellas,
well,
this
is it's by Coke.
Okay.
If that
okay,
helps.
That's cool.
Okay. Minute Maid Lemonade.
Okay.
There you go. That counts. Oh, yeah.
I have a huge.
Yeah.
Thing of it in my fridge right
that's
now.
That's nasty, but that's good, good. Good. No, good question.
Country Time is the best lemonade. That's
I'm not lemonade makes you thirsty. I'm not a lemonade fan.
I love lemonade.
It really pink hydrates lemonade. You on a day like today.
Oh no, I'd rather have no. Oh no, lemonade makes you thirsty. Yeah,
sometimes I'd rather just you know when you're at a park or whatever and they give you, I'd rather just eat the lemon at the bottom.
Oh yeah. Oh no. Yeah. Yeah. Lemonade just makes you. It's, no, you can't.
Have you never had just good lemonade then?
I don't like lemonade. I'm just not. It makes you thirsty.
I like lemonade, but it's not my go-to. I'm not going. Man, I gotta get some lemonade in me.
Well, I mean, it is a drink. You should drink
but it
if
also,
you're thirsty.
But it also but it makes you thirsty.
I mean, well, in a survival situation, water. I'm pretty sure he'd drink the lemonade.
Yeah. That now Gavin is dead on.
Stuck on an island by himself. Yeah, you got nothing to drink. I'm not drinking this lemonade.
That's
even
right.
I'm about to die.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like those Mio commercials. They had like a cooler water, but they wouldn't drink it unless they had that flavor.
That's right.
All right, so that's Gavin, right. You're up. By the way, congratulations. I want to throw this out here. Gavin, the newest member of the Hueytown Arts Council Board. And maybe
good, Gavin.
Maybe
I didn't know
maybe
that.
The
good
youngest, maybe the youngest member. I don't know. Possibly. Yeah.
Very cool, Gavin.
But he
good
earned
for you.
It. He earned it just putting the work in. He was several events, start to finish. In fact, I went home. He was still working, but I did my part. I just had to talk. Imagine that, just me talking.
Oh, wow.
But congratulations. Great job. We appreciate it. Big things on the way from Gavin. Now, what's your drink?
Well, I was kind of with Jaslyn. I don't have much left. But a long time ago, I say a long time ago, like probably when I was in middle school.
Yeah, but so you're not that old, so really can't. Back in the 1940s.
10 years ago, whatever. It was Strawberry Sunkist.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I've had that one.
Yeah, okay, okay.
No, getting... I've had the Fanta, the strawberry.
I don't know,
Fanta.
One of those.
Yeah,
those things
no.
That just have all kind of different fruit flavors, just the strawberry.
Well, before and can we take a? I'm getting off on a tangent, but it's a podcast and we got all night, so
there's no time here.
That's right. Did I miss the boat? Was I absent the day of school when we wanted when Oreo said, "Hey, why do you want this many flavors of Oreo?"
What?
Cricket.
No.
I'm not in your class. I'm going to let these two answer.
No, I mean,
were you dreaming while you were away from school?
No. But you know, you go to find Oreos and there's like strawberry, watermelon.
Yeah, I don't know about those.
Oh, yeah. There's
why?
There's lemon ones now.
Why?
I saw somebody buying them at the store. Like, I'm a cashier.
Well,
I can't judge your purchases, but what are you doing?
If I saw something like that, I'd have to try it.
Well, there's too many. I think.
But that's expensive.
And I think flavors, I think they're doing too much now. Okay, I can remember, and Coach Queen, you remember this, as a kid, there were two types of Gatorade, green and orange.
Green, oh, sure.
And that's all
absolutely.
I needed. That's all I needed.
Oh, the lemon lime is the way to go. Absolutely.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, lemon lime is the best,
absolutely.
But now there's 100,064 flavors of Gatorade.
Yeah,
the green apple one is my favorite.
But why? Yeah,
too
and
much,
why,
too much.
And why are there like, I mean, who needs like toffee-flavored Kit Kats?
Exactly.
They're Kit
this
Kats.
This is
yeah.
true.
And who needs,
also,
like, yeah.
Also, there are... ketchup flavored Doritos, which is strange.
That is, yeah. Come on now, yeah. Ketchup flavored Doritos.
And why do you, Reese's cups are fine? Why do you got to keep putting stuff in there?
I mean,
why do you got to put Reese's cups?
Well, see,
in
you know,
pretzels,
I mean, like I eat a lot of salads. I don't want my salad to look like something that like my father-in-law bush hogged. I want lettuce.
Yeah,
I don't want sprouts. I don't want strings. I want lettuce.
You just want a basic salad.
Lettuce. Yeah, that's right. Give me maybe a tomato, maybe a crouton. Give me some dressing. Just want lettuce.
Oh.
You go to like this fancy restaurant or whatever, and you pay $17 and you get a bunch of stuff. It looks like they weed eat it outside.
Well,
I mean, let's be honest.
The show has went off the rails.
He said, just get him a head of lettuce and put some dressing on it.
That's what happens in the essay. That's why Coach Quinn had been on the show in a while.
I know.
He's come out swinging. He's been talking about this. He's been going, I know.
And I know we don't want to date these, but I was in the $1 million band, too.
Oh, well.
I mean.
Okay, best stadium you went to?
I got to go to the Rose Bowl. I'm a lot older than our previous guest, but I got to go to the Rose Bowl in 2000 for the UCLA game.
I was there for that. I was there for that.
Rose Bowl's a dump, by the way.
It's but you know what? It is.
But
not it,
a, but it's got. But you got to go.
But it's the out.
Oh, the mountains, the San Gabriel Mountains. Beautiful. It's
yeah,
incredible.
It's beautiful. It is a dump, but it's beautiful. Yeah.
And you like go through this real like Mountain Brook looking neighborhood to get there.
You park on a golf
park on a golf course. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Great times.
Florida, the swamp. You walk in up top and you go down.
It's
and
low.
You
bake. I've been there. Yeah.
Oh my! And there's metal bleachers. Oh my gosh, that was pretty cool.
LSU fans are great.
In quotation marks, great. But yeah, probably. I mean, other than Bryant Denny, probably
Jordan here. You loved it there. It was beautiful.
I mean, you gotta love the Iron Bowl if you're from you know Legion Field is a dump. That was a dump 25 years ago.
I have been on the field in the Bryant Denny Stadium.
The Bryant Denny Stadium?
The Bryant Denny Stadium. Wow. Okay.
You've been I have on the videos field. Of it.
What'd you do? What were you doing?
Well, we broke in. But the door was open.
Hey, if you're listening
right now. Is this thing on? Is this thing on?
If you're listening, ladies and gentlemen, don't break in.
Is this thing on?
It's called a paint tour.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, we're broadcasting.
Don't break in stadiums if you're listening home.
Technically, we did not break in. The door was open.
Okay.
Yeah. Well.
We just went in, you know, walked on the grass, you know, it was a cool thing to see. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And you didn't. Yeah. Of course, it was illegal what you did. Yeah. It's okay.
Well, we left when they told us to leave.
Oh well, then. Well, that makes up for it. Then. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So my final drink, I would go cherry 7-Up. It's fantastic.
7-Up's too bubbly.
Is something for when you're sick.
I need bubblies.
Yeah, I need bubbles. I can't do. Yeah.
You know, I love cherry 7-Up.
There you go.
There's something about cherry 7-Up to me though. It's refreshing, but it calms my nerves.
Ooh, you know, I like it.
And you know, honorable mention, a Schweppes ginger ale is a
the Shasta. Now the reason I mentioned Shasta a minute ago, Shasta ginger ale, that was the way to go.
Remember the commercials though?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I mean, how good was the commercials?
Oh, they're so bad, they're good.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's like most 80s things.
Oh, it's so 80s, absolutely. Remind me, Jaslyn, Gavin, we'll watch those. We'll pull up some Shasta commercials. Yeah.
So we're, you know what we're going to do? At some point in time, we're going to get Mount Rushmore of 80s things.
Oh, now, yeah.
We'll get you on for that.
Oh, done.
Yeah, love Stranger Things.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a child. I'm definitely a child of the 80s.
All right, so.
If y'all didn't hear that eye roll that Gavin just gave me through the screen.
I can't think of anything.
Oh, you'll be all right. Do your research.
If I look up, I'll probably find
it. Everybody watch Stranger Things a little
bit. No, get your World Book Encyclopedias that the guy comes to the door carrying. And you buy them. That was a huge investment in the coin household.
Great. It was huge. You needed that. That's how you. That was your Google back then.
Oh, I mean, and the mean streets of Northeast Jefferson County, when we purchased some of the war book encyclopedias about 1986, that was huge.
Who won that war? You just can't look on your phone. You got to hop on the encyclopedia.
Yeah, you go pull up dial on the rotary phone.
Well, it's time to. I hate to do this because we could keep doing this all night, but it's been such a great episode. We want to thank everybody for being a part of it. You're going to close us out. You're going to send us home. You're going to say goodnight. Jaslyn, great job being a co-host. It is yours. I'm going to stop talking and let you do it.
And hey, before you do it, I want to, on the air, I don't think I've done this on the air, but I'm super, super proud of Jaslyn, Gavin, Cameron Bartlett, Malaya Paul. Who else am I leaving out?
Jordan
Jackson, who have come in.
Abby.
Abby Tanner, who have my TV production students at Hueytown High School, who have embraced this and done a wonderful, wonderful job. I am very, very proud of them, very proud of their hard work, and it is an absolute honor to be their teacher. And I just want to say that for the record. So thank you guys. Debbie Kiker, thank you for the opportunity. Jamie, thank you for the opportunity for them. Thank you.
All right, Jaslyn, let's do it.
Okay.
Send us home.
Our go-home song is House of the Rising Sun by The Animals.
Okay. Oh, very good. Nice. Animals. Wow, very good.
So there you go. Thank you so much. And until we meet again, you've been listening to Chamber Chat.
There is a house in New Orleans.